Good evening, everyone. This is Mellow Max, and you are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. My show is highly recommended, full of all of the music that I recommend highly, and today I will be joined, highly recommending my music, by the folks from Goodway Studios. You guys want to say hi?
What's up?
Hey, everybody.
Hey. So, what are your names? What do you do?
My name is Mauricio Garcia, but I go by Mo. I mostly do video, but a little bit of audio.
My name is Ian Sousa, and I work with Goodway Studios. I run audio for shows, do live sound, and I do audio production.
Very nice. So I know these guys from the Boston DIY music scene, and if there is a good-sounding show, it's probably because these two are there somewhere. You might not see them, but you might see their big, bright yellow banner. But you guys said that you might be getting a new banner soon, changing the font or something? Is that, yeah?
Yeah.
Is that official?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, we're looking to get, like, someone to make our fonts for us, so we're not to rely on, like, Adobe fonts or, like, getting the right licensing for fonts. And when we started out Goodway Studios, that was a big thing of, like, trying to find a font that we could use on, like, the videos for live sessions, on the branding, and, like, extending that more. And having someone make the fonts for you, like, that is your copyright thing that you can use as much as you can. And, like, it's going to help us out when it comes to that, the liberty of using, like, your own source files.
For sure. For sure. And so how did you guys get started out as Goodway Studios?
Ooh, that's a deep one. We started in an attic in Keene, New Hampshire. We were just kind of like recording. People were like, yo, come to my attic. Like, you got an acoustic song? Yeah, we'll record it. Let's do it. And so we had a few people over to do that. And it kind of progressed as COVID hit. We watched like that entire music scene just kind of like fade away. We were just like, how can we bring that back? Because it's kind of disappeared after a while. And so we kind of went to Boston, started hitting the house shows, doing live sessions for our seasons. And it slowly progressed into us doing shows. And we're like, oh, this is awesome. So yeah. Here we are now.
Yeah, originally we were like a record label. We were gearing our way to like, let's get like CDs, let's get like material you can hold, and like trying to do that in the record label like pathway. And we realized real quick that it is very expensive to buy like 1,000 CDs for one album. And so we were like, oh, let's just be a studio. And then that also is expensive, but we doubled down on that pathway.
Oh, yeah.
It was, you know, between an expensive rock and an expensive hard place, and I think you guys made a good choice.
Yeah,
you
know? Same.
Yeah. No, definitely, yeah. We agree.
And so I believe that your next season of your live shoots are coming out soon.
Yeah, ideally we want to get the trailer out somewhere in early August or mid August. Every year we do live sessions for bands and like small venues, and we don't charge anyone for it. So Ian and I will get there around like noontime, sometimes 10 in the morning, set up like the entire show, get like everything mic'd up, making sure all the connections are correct. And then when the bands come in, we're usually like having like 30 minutes to grab lunch. And then the bands come in, the video team comes in, we coordinate everything, and then the show goes and we record all the bands, like full stems, instrumentals, of everything. And we usually get 2 to 3 4K cameras of like the entire set, and then we take that footage, mix and master into one beautiful video on our YouTube channel, and we release it on like a seasonal basis. So season 2 had about 4 shows we went to, and each show was about 3 to 5 bands each. And so I think what we had planned is about like 12-14 bands for season 2, and wow. And 2 documentaries.
It's a lot of work. Yeah. I mean, that's one of my favorite things about radio. I don't have to edit anything.
I'm so jealous.
But then I have a podcast too, so I need to edit for that, and I'm way behind. But that's a different story. On air, just live. It's nice.
Oh, it's very nice.
Yeah,
that's how I feel about like running festivals, where it's just like, just worry about the sound, make sure it's nice, and live in the moment. Show ends, you know. We still record all the stems for festivals, and we give them to the band because like, why not? It just takes a button for us to record it.
Yeah.
And like, stems is really helpful for like small bands who can't afford a studio.
For sure.
But yeah, same aspect. Live events, favorite. Being in the live session and a live recording, favorite. Post-production, not so much.
Very difficult. A lot of time.
Yeah. Do you have a favorite live show that you've done sound for?
Oh, it would have to be the Brooklyn show.
Oh, yeah. Same. 100%.
We went to... I'm going to have to leak it, I guess. But we went to New York City.
You don't have to say the name if you don't want to.
Yeah, it was on... we went to Brooklyn for... live sessions of season two, and it was four bands, and it was on the rooftop in Brooklyn, and so the whole show was just out in the open. Like, we were kind of worried about rain, but just dissipated like 2 hours before setting up, and we're like golden. So we recorded the whole show. It was just me and Ian that night. Usually you have a video crew of like another two people, but we just soloed it to Brooklyn from Boston, and it was phenomenal.
Yeah, it was crazy. That was a crazy show.
Yeah, you guys were telling me about that the other day, and I think that I've walked by on that street and heard music coming from that rooftop, and it sounded sick. So,
Like, usually at, church shows or, like, houses or, like, you play music, it has, like, a certain, like, room noise. That place just had, like, some weird reverberations that just made it sound so perfect.
Yeah, I mean, I bet the New York City ambiance, the slight rumbling from the subway, even though you're probably up like 30 floors at least.
I think it was about 5 floors up.
It wasn't like
a sky rise. But it was residentially, and it was super cool.
Yeah, you hear the chatter, you know.
Yeah, I mean, that's still enough to sway.
Exactly.
Yeah. Oh yeah, you can hear the cars, the motor, and the mopeds running by. You know, people talking.
It's like a good lo-fi track.
Yeah. You got some real authentic room noise.
Street noise.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's see. We made a collaborative playlist. I didn't collaborate too much, but I do have a bunch of songs I'd like to add to it. But let's start off with the first one that you have in it from Anna Sean. Sean,
yeah.
Sean. Okay. Got it right the first try. Here is, I think this came out last year, right?
Something around there, yeah.
All right. Well, here's Portraito.
Yeah.
All right. Those last two were two nice local picks. That was Anishon with Portraito, followed by Free Rock's Noggin. And I really liked that one. That one popped up recently, and I was just like, oh, so King Gizzardy. And so, oh, and I saw a fish over the weekend. They got a lot of fish in their sound. It's a very fishy sound in the best way. it was my first show at the Xfinity Arena. Have you guys been there?
Ooh, I think I went there for Van Halen way back in the day.
Sounds right, yeah. I was going to see Steely Dan there, but I think I had a different show lined up that day already, so make it. But yeah, cool arena, absolutely huge. Yeah, I was like, you know, I had more people around me in this room packed in at that concert than I've seen at like a basement show anytime recently. So, yeah, packed and huge, crazy. And that was the third night. Insane. Anyway, back to our scene. I just had the pleasure of seeing Free Rock at a DIY show a couple weeks ago. That was at Cuck, which I've talked about in the past, which is cool. There was karaoke. There was a ball pit. It was a fun time. But I've heard that there's we're gonna have another couple of entities coming up, including an event that you guys are gonna be helping out with on August 2nd, right?
Yeah, we're doing sound for the Return of Wonderland. They have a flyer out. I think they posted it, I think, a couple of days ago. And I forget who's on the... I got to check back on that list and who's on it.
And for long-time fans of Highly Recommended, you might recognize the name Wonderland because I had the pleasure of interviewing Ethan, who runs Wonderland, on my show half a year ago. Yeah, so it's cool to see the Wonderland name reemerge.
Oh yeah. Yeah. The return.
The return of Wonderland.
So the bands playing that night are the Upstairs Districts, The Dream Today, Husbands, Photoshoot, Modern Faces, The Man, Gym Rat.
that was the
No, I can't say it.
Wait, let me see
it again.
I can't
read it. It was
the
Malingerers.
Yes. I'm so sorry. Yeah. No, your name.
I was. I struggled with that one too. I read that outside the first try. And I was just, oh wow.
Music, yeah. Not reading.
Yeah. No. God forbid. But yeah, that looks like it'll be a fun show, and that's something that people can probably see on your Instagram.
Absolutely. Yeah. Oh, yeah. We try to promote any event that we're doing, and even if we're not like doing sound or like doing the production behind it, if we're just like civilians just visiting, we're still trying to promote it, because at the end of the day, like, this music scene incorporates everybody. We're part of this community, and like, if we all lift each other up, the whole community grows with it. And that's been my mantra when I entered like the music scene, and I try to help as many people as I can, you know, as long as I can eat food and pay rent, like, I got you.
Yeah. And so that should be a fun show. Very cool. August 2nd, another church show. Keep your eyes out. What is your Instagram?
My personal...
if you want to plug your personal, go for it. But yeah. I meant good way.
Goodway Studios.
Goodway Studios. Yeah. No punctuation. Just
nope, just straight cool. through.
Plural.
Nice. Yeah, plural. Studios. There's an S at the very end.
There is a Goodway Studio.
It's not you guys.
Correct. Look for the yellow. We have a couple recent pictures of us on it. Especially the one you collabed with us as well. That's the most recent one.
Yep. Yeah. Yep. So yeah, if you see my Instagram, Mellow Max Radio, that's me. Hell yeah. You guys won a trophy recently.
Yes, we did.
What was your trophy for?
It was in June. It was for Battle of Bands in Connecticut. Asylum.ct. That's their Instagram handle. They organized the show, and they hired us to do sound. And so it was for the trophies, it was first, second, and third place of bands and a hot dog eating contest that I got a shout out Depop Play Montana won. And then there was a hidden trophy that I didn't know about, but the only people who knew about it was like the Asylum, Sammy and Colby. Gotta give them a shout out. And after all the trophies were given out, they were like, oh, we got one more trophy. And I'm standing next to them like, yo, what is it? What is it? And they're like, yo, shh. You'll find out, Mo. You'll find out. And then they're like, yo, best sound tech, Mo. And I look over, I'm like, what?
Oh, that's sweet.
Yeah, it was nice. Yeah. It was definitely well worth it. Especially with, so that show, we were doing outside. And it got rained out as well. And so we were all just getting trash bags and covering the PAs, covering the subwoofer, covering all like the snake cables, the mixer too. Oh,
Oh yeah, that was scary.
Yeah.
Trash bags everywhere.
Tarps, everything, like five people over this mixer with a tarp over their backs. Oh yeah. But nothing got destroyed.
That's good. Yeah, that's good.
We did another show next week, used the same cord, same everything, perfectly fine. The monitor had like pool of water in it when we picked it up, and surprisingly still works to this day.
Well, that's great.
It had like a cup in there, at least like 8 ounces.
Wow. Yeah. Well, I at the last one of those cuck shows, I saw someone, well, someone from the first band walk out with like their pedal board, and it just started pouring. And I don't think they had keys to their car. Oh, so they're just standing out in the rain, and I was standing with someone. We were just like totally horrified watching it. Like, oh no, like. Every second he's standing out, just like $100, just
thousands.
Pedals ain't cheap. Yeah. Pedals are not cheap.
Some rice, you're good.
Yeah. She'll be right. also, I heard that if you get any rice stuck in your quarter inch jack, it just, you know, it adds to the sound.
It does.
Yeah, it's the rice filter. It's, yeah.
That's how I fix it usually.
So, do you guys make your own music? Have you ever made your own music?
I used to. I was in a few bands. I was in a band called Drunk Uncle, and then I was in a band called Big Win.
Nice.
So we went some touring out to Indiana, saw some crazy venues down there.
Cool.
So it was awesome. Yeah. Good times. Great drive. Van made it. Thank you.
Nice. Yep. We love a trusty van.
Oh, it's good.
We do.
Just enough.
Yeah. And Mo, how did you guys get started in sound? Like, because I would imagine most people, like, you know, they're trying to record their own music, and they're like, oh, I'm kind of good at this. I'll help my friends do it. What was your origin story? Were you bitten by a radioactive spider?
It's more like an ant.
Honestly, like a bat.
Definitely.
They have good ears.
There's bats in that attic.
Yeah. There was bats in that attic. That's where it all started there.
But yeah, no.
You mean COVID, right?
That's where it all came from.
Pre-COVID. But I guess it's us trying to, or more like Ian trying to figure out like DAWs. And like the first time we tried to record, it was off of Audacity, off of like a Blue Yeti mic. And so like Ian obviously did his research and like looked into it. And he went up to me. He was like, Mo, we kind of need like an actual recording microphone, something that records. Like, this Blue Yeti mic does record, but blah, blah, blah.
Interfaces.
Balance mixers.
Cables. Yeah. An actual DAW that's not just, like, a free thing.
Yeah. And when he was in that band, Big Win, that's when I started hanging out with them a lot, and I've been coming to, like, their band practice, seeing them play and stuff. I do, like, photography and some video for them. And then they went to go record with Paul, what was his last name? Peter Wazowski? I messed it up.
It's close.
But they recorded with him, and I was there for the entire experience, and it was like pretty cool. And so I was always intrigued with like electronics, and I was checking out the studio. I'm like, this is cool. I have no idea what these faders do or like what that button does, but that piqued my curiosity. Ian had a lot of experience with audio, being in a band and like recording, being like the musician in it. And so honestly, like, Ian taught me a lot about audio while we were, Gooba Studios was growing, you know, starting out back in like 2021.
Nice.
I used to do a lot of stuff when I was like a teenager, just go play some open mics, some weird things. So been a while.
Yeah.
What do you play?
I play guitar and I sing.
Nice.
So do some acoustic sometimes.
Yeah,
it's good stuff.
For sure. Alright, I think coming up next in our playlist is a song by Bamboo.
Yep, it's shoegaze song.
Fantastic.
They, real quick, I have this playlist out that I think I showed you, and like it has all like the underground music, and they reached out to me, and they're like, yo, can you play this song? I'm like, yeah, I can absolutely put it on. And then I heard it, I was like, oh, I'm putting it higher in my list. This is really good.
Yeah. That playlist just floated up to the top of my stack today. Mm-hmm. I was like, oh, I know that name. That's Mo's playlist.
Yep.
Cool. Yeah, we got little influencer Mo over here. Anyway, coming up next, In Arms.
Make it up to you.
All right, those last tracks were just that last one was Yellow by it was called Rotunda, Duke of Braintree, Massachusetts, which is a fantastic name. That came out in April of this year. The band is Yellow in all caps. Before that, Sophie's Body with Scattered Static, and before that one, Bamboo in Arms. A whole bunch of great local picks. Thank you guys. And all bands that I've heard of Sophie's Body, but the other two, I didn't know. So always love finding new local music. Bands right around there are hot local bands in your area. Click here.
Swipe right.
swipe right. Yo, I'm really digging Yellow. Swipe right.
Yo, what if? I mean, I guess Instagram's kind of done that for you, where you can just like, or not Instagram, but like Spotify, you just hit the heart and that's swiping right.
I think the Spotify algorithm is not the best.
No, but neither is Tinder's.
Yeah, no.
I don't use Tinder. No. I don't use dating apps.
Yeah, yeah. none of them.
I'm a single soul.
All right. Well, on that note, what's your favorite fruit?
Ooh. That's a hard-hitting question.
Thank you. I'm pulling out all the stops.
I like cutting pineapples.
Cutting them?
Yeah. I used to do produce.
Do you like eating them?
Yeah, they're pretty cool.
Okay, nice.
It kind of hurts sometimes.
Yeah.
They do hurt.
They're very acidic.
Yeah. Burn my tongue.
Yeah.
Ooh. Let's see. I gotta say banana, because they're just everywhere. You can get them easy. It's like 50
yeah.
cents.
I'm
like,
yeah.
Sick. I got a meal right here. Potassium.
True, yeah.
Okay. favorite element on the periodic table?
Good one. I gotta say lithium.
Ooh, nice, nice. Yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, we love some Li. I was gonna stick in the lanthanides and say sodium, because nah. I'm sorry, guys.
I'm gonna have to go with carbon. I don't know. I haven't done chemistry in like 6 years.
I see what you're getting at there, Mo. I feel like MO is probably a MO element. Is there an MO? Molybdenum.
Of course,
there
yeah. you go. That's my favorite one.
Yeah. Number 42. Love it.
My luckiest number.
All right, let's see. What was the first concert you went to when you were a kid or young adult?
Oh, my cousin back in the day, he was the lead singer and guitarist for Black Tide. It was some metal band. They played with like Slipknot, Under Oath, and like stuff like that.
Cool.
And I was like 12. They're like, oh, yo, your cousin's playing a show. Like, we'll put you in the safe area of all the other like cousins and stuff. And I'm 12, so I'm like, oh, this is cool.
Yeah.
But not growing older, I'm like, wow, I missed a really cool opportunity.
Yeah, God, being 12 years old and getting beat up in the mosh pit. Yeah. Oh.
Where's my Game Boy? Oh, yeah, but yeah, that was it. And then it was Britney Spears or something like that.
That's a good one.
Yeah, it was also like 13.
She's moving to Boston.
Yeah, she
is. She?
Yeah.
Really?
She is moving to Boston, yeah.
Like Seaport?
I don't know.
Probably.
Get her out. Yeah.
Not in Austin. No.
That'd be crazy.
Yeah, right. That'd Yo, Britney Spears spotted in Brighton, bro. Pull up, dude. Basement show.
Yo, she's at the Sill. She ordered a $3 hot dog. Oh,
oh man.
What about you, Ian?
My first concert was that Van Halen concert.
Oh, yeah. Oh,
gotta
yeah.
Throw it back. They're first and last, quotations and last.
Yeah, it never is.
Never is.
All right, let's see. And honestly, if it's a band's last time, they probably won't know it.
Exactly.
It's funny you said that because like I used to go to like I used to see like Citizen, Turnover, and like Tiger's Jaw, and Balance and Composure was one of those bands I would always see, and they had their last tour, they didn't do so well performing, so I think they went on another tour, and it was their last tour. And this was like years ago. And I was like, oh, sweet, got to see them. They performed fantastically for a final send-off. Like, love these guys. And I found out, like, 3 weeks ago, they got back together and started playing music again. I'm like, what was this, dude? Like,
it's going to be their last.
Yeah, like, last.
Yeah, there's this Japanese band that I really like called Kikagaku Moyo. And they had a farewell tour because they all live in different countries now. And they're, like, scattered, like, as far as you can get on the globe. Damn. So I think that might be their last. And it's a shame. They're a great band. We're a great band.
Yeah, it's hard to get, like, band members that who live in different cities to just come play band practice, let alone different countries.
Yeah, they had, like, Japan and Canada and Amsterdam and someone else is somewhere. Yeah. I don't know. They're all, they're they
the, really the other continent though. Not named.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's, like, literally spanning every continent. That's wild.
Yep.
So band practice next Tuesday, right?
Yeah, right.
Come on, guys. Do you think children are small or just far away?
I think they're small. My friend had a kid, and I held them. I was like, wow, this thing is small.
It's definitely an optical illusion, 100%.
I agree.
Really think so?
I think they're just far away.
Really?
Yeah.
Like, have you ever seen them up close?
My friend's kid, yeah. Shout out Grant Gardner.
maybe that one's small.
No, he's gonna be a big boy.
He's gonna be a big boy. Okay,
I guess he's the illusion.
He's the illusion.
But also, if you're a fourth dimensional being, then they're just far away in time.
Oh,
I'll see you yesterday.
What is let's see, I'm trying to see, like, I'm looking at my, like, band question, random question list, and, like, I can't ask you half these. where do you guys go to find new music, other than just, like, your friend's basement?
What I used to do before I go to, like, shows, because, like, I can't just hop to Philly sometimes. It's a little far from Boston. But I would check out some show flyers, and I'd be like, oh, like, I haven't heard of this band. Look them up on Spotify, find their Instagram, go in their Linktree, and I'll just listen to them. Be like, oh, this is fire. And, like, That is the best and easiest way, because if you really like a certain music scene, and if you go, like, or even, like, a certain venue that you really like, and they have, like, a certain, like, genre or sound, it's more than likely that people who also play on that bill with your favorite band also kind of have that same, like, sound. It's a little easier to get into versus, like, some random corporation be like, yo, this is an algorithm built for you. And I'm like, I'm not trying to listen to Tiger's Jaw. Like, give me some underground music. Love Tiger's Jaw, but, like, I got enough vinyl records of them. Like, I want to see, like, underground musicians. And, like, that's the best way in my eyes. Or just going to shows. But you have to get out to the shows and stuff like that, and, like, logistics.
Oh, yeah.
That good planning.
Yeah.
That good, yeah.
I think I've been, I go on weird Bandcamp comps. It's always got to be a Midwest emo comp, because it's never Midwest emo on there. It's just everything. And you're like, yo, this is, like, a day to remember with, like, screams and, like, soft parts. What's happening?
Yeah, Bandcamp really is so deep.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you can go down some crazy rabbit holes. But you need to know where to start. Mm-hmm. And that's really usually the first trick of it.
Yeah, and having, like, that source file to, like, look from, that's why I'm very big on, like, that group chat I have on Instagram, like, showing, like, show flyers, mm-hmm. that playlist I have, underground music, and, like, stuff like that. I like to go out of my way to create those files so people can be like, oh, this is cool. And ideally, I like other people to see what I'm doing and expand off it in their own projects. Because, like, if I didn't do what I was doing, no one would have that inspiration. At least not from me, you know? We want people to be making projects out there, like, more source, more community-based stuff.
Yeah.
And, like, it's little things like that.
And that's one of my favorite things about the Boston music scene. It is really collaborative right now. You know, you don't really get people competing with mm-hmm. each other for the most part. Like, oh, you're doing this thing? Cool. I'm going to do something similar, but I'm going to have my own take on it.
Yeah.
And, like, you could have different videographers, and oh, that one's doing it on digital, that one's doing it analog, mm-hmm. that one's doing it in a different format of analog, oh, and that one also analog, also a different format. And it just it goes and goes, and everyone has their own style, everyone has their own, you know, little flavor. Piece of the
yeah. Like, there's this one underground venue that had really good production. Like, the lights was like the paramount thing, and that when they kind of like started up and doing their lights, all the venues around, like, obviously went to these shows and stuff, they saw that, they're like, oh crap, like, I need to get some lights for my basement. And like, you can kind of see like the music scene raise their expectations a little bit, even though if it's just like one wash light or two, it's still like and a little bit of extra production. And like, there's nothing wrong with competition. Like, obviously don't book your show on the same day as someone else's, knowingly you trying to steal people away from them. That's not cool. But like, we should all be in competition, like a healthy competition, to raise the bar and not leave anyone behind. That's the biggest thing I've noticed in all these music scenes, is that people always want to raise the bar, but they always leave people behind. And that's not cool. We're a community, and we should all rise up with the community.
That's right. Yeah. Yeah. Pull that ladder up from the bottom rung, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. The whole thing's coming.
That's right. Everybody's coming with.
That's right. I have to sneeze. Let's listen to Jim Rat. Here we go.
Thank you. scares me. It's so hard to breathe. There's too much light on my face, suffocated by all the names. I won't remember next week.
That was just a brand new song from Mariposa. That was I Got Up and Sat Back Down, which I think I'm not going to speak for anyone else anywhere, but I find that quite relatable. And before that was Jim Rat with Feel It Out. Maybe you were feeling it out. You stood up and you weren't feeling it, so you sat back down. Anyway, I'm going to have Mariposa on for an interview next week. So if you liked that song, you should tune in next week here at 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio, on Highly Recommended. They'll be here at 8 p.m. And they're going to talk about their new EP, which is coming up soon. And now I've got a PSA for you guys. Ian, you want to take it away?
Oh, I'm ready. All right. Here's a PSA here. Numbers to think about. Prescription drug versus medical marijuana deaths. Numbers of Americans that die each day from an accidental overdose of prescription drugs, 54. Numbers of human beings that have died from an overdose of medical marijuana in all of recorded history, 0. I like that.
Those are some numbers to think about.
Definitely.
To add on to that, I work in the weed industry as a cultivator, and I can guarantee you no one has died from consuming marijuana.
If it were possible, we'd know. yeah. And there's another PSA in there about, in Massachusetts, you can grow up to 6 plants in your own home.
Per adult, up to 2 adults per household.
Yep. Well, you can have you can have 12 plants then.
Correct.
Per house, yeah.
Yeah, per household max, 2 adults.
Mm-hmm. Oh, also, Massachusetts voters, I'm going to have to log this as a political thing, but we have to log political conversations. Oh, no. And I've never done it before, but I'll figure out how to do it just for this, because there's going to be a referendum on the ballot this fall about legalizing or decriminalizing psychedelics. Ooh. So keep an eye out for that. It hasn't gotten that much publicity, mm-hmm. but that's kind of cool. It's already decriminalized here in, oh, we're in Medford, so never mind.
Oh, no.
Homeopathic drugs are a no, but one town over in Somerville, yes, yes, yes. And keep going into Cambridge, you got it. but yeah, so keep an eye out for that. That's a cool initiative. Great to be able to get people the medicine they need.
Yeah, it's just decriminalization, right? Not legalization.
I believe so, yeah.
Yeah. Which is a good step, you know?